Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host on tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. You are in for a very special treat. The title of our lesson today is Draw Me Close to You, Jesus. Amen, because we want God to remain close to us as possible. But guess what? We must commit and remain close to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever, who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever, who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever, who made the great lights, his love endures forever, the sun to govern the day, his love endures forever, the moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the seekers, and the doers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We're asking, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are in hospitals, bless them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Bless those who are coming out. Bless those who are thinking about going in. And please bless those who are in homes to seek therapy for whatever it is that they have gone through, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for new beginnings. We thank you for a blessed week, a blessed year, Lord. And we ask that you continue to lead us and guide us in your direction. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being with us, Heavenly Father, never leaving us nor forsaking us. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us to remain committed unto you and to help us to know your holy will. Lord, we thank you for each listener who's on the line and those who will come later and those who will listen in later days. We ask that you bless each and every person and bless something to be said or done in order to help us to understand and magnify who you are. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for the platform. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the closed doors, Lord. And we ask, Heavenly Father, wherever you would have us, Heavenly Father, we ask that you be there as well, Lord. Lord, we know that you are a blessed God. You are an omnipotent and all-powerful God. And we ask that you bless each thing that we put our mind and our hand to, would you bless it to prosper. We ask that you bless each person, Heavenly Father, the sound of my voice, and would you bless their families as well, Lord. Once again, we say thank you for the opportunity, and we ask, Heavenly Father, would your revelation come down and fall afresh upon us. We ask that you bless each person who is helping this ministry as far as the gift of music or the gift of just listening, Lord, and we ask that you continue to keep us in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And as I said before, you are in for a special treat. And before we get started, we're going to have an opening song by Miss Mavis Staples. I tell you what, she's a mixture between soul and gospel. And the reason why she is going to open up, the reason why I have this particular song, If You're Ready, Come Go With Me, is because we're getting ready to walk in the will of God. We're getting ready. We've already surrendered unto God, and we've asked God to use us in a mighty and powerful way. And God is going to bring some good news. God has already brought the good news. Amen. And so we are going to really magnify and uplift who God is. But I want to wake some of you up because I know it's 11:05 right now. Amen. And so if any of your spirits are dead, or if you had a bad day, or if somebody made you mad, or you was mad last week and you anticipate on being angry this week, then you have to let it go. And so one of the things that we do is music is always therapy. Amen. And so this particular song is, if you're ready, come go with me. Amen. Because we're going to be studying the Word of God. So I'm going to go ahead and play Sister Mavis Staples, if you're ready, come go with me. And then afterwards, we're going to go over Psalm 73 and 28, followed by John 12 and 32. And then you will hear a song by Pastor Marvin Winans. And this particular song is Draw Me Close to You. And then at the end, we're going to hear Lord, I'm Available, followed by our announcements. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I am your host, Dr. Afrit. Yep. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Now, is everybody awake? All right, good, good, good. Listen, we're up to a very excellent point because we heard from Sister Staples. Amen. She said, come on and go with me. Amen. And in our case, we're speaking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Why? Because we're walking in the will of God. I'm going to give you the opportunity to turn to Psalm 73 and 28. We're going to touch on one particular psalm, and of course that's 28, and we're going to have a small revelation followed by John 12 and 32 if you wanted to get ahead. So Psalm 73 and 28, then John 12 and 32. Our lesson theme is draw close to me, Jesus. Draw me close to you, Jesus. Amen. And you are listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, which is an international radio show, StellarGospelMusic.com as well, which is an international radio ministry. While you're turning your pages, if you would like to be featured on this international radio station, all you have to do is email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you uplift powerful and have great news to share, I would love to hear from you as well. Let's look at Psalm 73 and 28, conjunction. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all your works. I want to read that again. We're on Psalm 73 and 28. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all your works. First of all, but is a conjunction. Amen. That means it connects something. And so I want you to write the word connect because God is going to give us a revelation. Connect, okay? But it is good for me to draw near to God. Now, when you put, I want you to look at that word good, okay? And when you have, and when you see the word good, I want you to put God. Amen. So, but is a conjunction, and I want you to put connect because it connects to something. God's given a revelation. When you see good, I want you to take out an O and make it God for me. That's personal. So put it personal. Put the word personal. P-E-R-S-O-N-A-L. Personal. Okay? So far you should have connect, God, and personal. Right? But it is good for me to draw near to God. Draw, move, near, put close, put God again. Okay? So let's read that first part. But it is good for me to draw near to God. Connect, God, personal, move, close, God. Connect, God, personal, move, close, God. Say it again. Connect, God, personal, move, close, God. Connect, God, personal, move, close, God. One more time. Connect, God, personal, move, close, God. Remember that, all right? Now, let's look at the second sentence. I have, it's personal, put my trust in the Lord God. I, personal. Whose trust? My trust. That's possessive. Trust means that believe. In who? The Lord God. Put God. Put Jehovah. Yes, Jehovah. Yes, yes, yes. Okay? But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God. Personal. Action. Possessive. Believe. God, Jehovah. Personal, action, possessive, believe. God, Jehovah. Personal, action, possessive, believe. God, Jehovah. And go ahead where you have God, put Jehovah, put Allah, El Shaddai, Elohim. Yes, we're talking about the same person. Put that name, yes. I see you. Yes. All right. That I may declare all your works. This is the third part. That I may declare all your works. And all I want you to put is God is telling me right now is let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Now, let's talk about this a little bit because God has utilized or changed some words, but it's really synonymous, meaning that it means the same thing, just broken down. But it is good for me to draw near to God. This is what God is saying. We must, because that first word is connect, we must be connected to God, right? How do we connect to God? Do we get on Facebook and look up God and type in God and put add as a friend? Do we get on Twitter and look up God and say, I'm going to follow you? No. Do we get on Instagram and look up God and see how many pictures we can like? No. When we are connected to God, that means that we have surrendered to God and said, God, use me in a mighty way. We have declared, I am going to be committed unto you. I am going to follow the commandments. I am going to live each day for you. When you're connected, there's something about being connected. When you dial a number, you are connected to that number, and hopefully somebody's going to answer on the other end. When you are connected to God, you begin walking in the will of God, and your whole attitude changes, and your whole perspective changes. God is showing me, he said, it's just like glasses. He says, when you have the wrong prescription or when you need glasses, he says, everything is blurry, right? And the perception is not right. It's an imbalance. But when you go to the doctor, when we go to God, when we go to Jehovah, when we go to Allah, God says, and we get our eyes checked, which means we have a heart transplant, right? God says, then when we get our new glasses or new contacts, we can see clear. God says, when you, if any man or woman be in Christ Jesus, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away. You will begin to love more, and your heart will change towards people, right? And therefore, we have a connection unto God, a divine connection, because if we really belong to God, as I said before, we need to show some sign. So we must be connected. Then, who are we connected to? Well, I just gave it away. God, Jehovah, Allah, El Shaddai, whatever you call the higher being, it's the same person. We need to be connected, right? We need to be connected. How do you do that? Studying the word. Assembling yourself in the church. I was listening to Sister Dorinda Clark Cole on yesterday, and she said it's always good to dwell into the house of the Lord because some things that God gives in his house, he don't give in our house, in our own personal homes. Right? She says, and people need that encouragement. Amen. And so we must be connected to God and Jehovah. Why? Because we have to be connected in order to sustain the ills of this world. How many of you know that we live in a dark and dismal world? The reason why every day that we live we're really dying is because this is a dying world. Nothing is eternal except heaven. So we must be connected through the word of God. That's how we have to be connected, the word of God, the word of Jehovah. We must be connected, and we must continue to walk in the will of God. Now, God says that this is a personal thing. That's why we put personal. This is very personal. Nobody can make you have a relationship or be connected to God or Jehovah Allah. That is a personal, that's why it's called personal. That is a personal choice of yours. Either you can be connected or you can be disconnected. And what happens when we're disconnected is we begin to walk out of the will of God and we begin to be imbalanced and we begin to miss out on opportunities and blessings. Right? And so God says we must be connected to God and Jehovah. And this is a personal choice. Right? This is a choice that we're going to have to make. Are you going to be connected or are you not? Then God says, suddenly, he says, move. What does that mean? God says that when he says or commands that particular word, He says that mountain that is in the way, it has to move. That situation, it has to move. That circumstance, it has to move once you're connected. Once God is connected, it has to move, he says, because nothing is more powerful or stronger than your Father, than Jehovah, than Allah, than El Shaddai, than Elohim, than the Lord. Nothing is stronger. So when he says move, he's talking about all your circumstances. He's talking about whatever it is that's hindering you from moving to the next level. He says move, right, once you're connected. Then he says, close. There's a song that we're going to listen to later. It says, draw me close to you. God says, because you are close unto him. God says he bears all of our infirmities, all of those things. God says he bears them, God and Jehovah, Allah, El Shaddai. He says, and once that happens, he says, you are close to him. And therefore, because you are close to him, all those things that hinders you, God, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Elohim, can move those things. If you notice, at the top of our page we have connect, and at the bottom of our page we have God and Jehovah. God says, I am the Alpha, you must connect with me, and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And as you can see on our chart, right, God, Jehovah, Allah, El Shaddai is the beginning and the end. He says you are walking in the wheel. He says they're going to be, he says you're human, right? Look at this in the middle, personal, move, and close. He says there are some personal things because we're human that everybody goes through. Everybody goes through those storms. But God says he has the power to say move. Out of the way, storm. He has the power to speak to your situation. He has the power to speak to illnesses. He has the power to speak to grave situations. He has the power to speak to something that has died and raise it up again. Amen? So that's the type of God we serve. So, but it is good for me to draw near to God. Why? Well, the answer is right here in the first words that God gave. He says, because it's good for us to draw near, because we're connected to God, Jehovah El Shaddai. He says we go through personal situations that God has to move through us in order to get to us, in order to help us make it through. Did you hear what I said? And God says if we're close to him, or when we're close to him, he says then at the end, he says God and Jehovah and El Shaddai and Allah is going to always be there. God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's why it's so important in this first section of 28 to be close to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? Let's move on to the second, it's not the second verse, but the second part of this particular verse. And it simply says this. It says, I have put my trust in the Lord God. I have put my trust in the Lord God. Well, we start out with something personal. We have an action. We have a possession. Possessive. It means that my trust, right? My trust. And then believe, and then once again, God and Jehovah, El Shaddai, Elohim. He says, I have put my trust in the Lord God. Now, God said this is personal because some people put their trust in man. Human. Some people put their trust in things. Some people put their trust in bridges. We always trust a bridge when we cross over it. And hopefully that bridge will remain stable when we cross over it. But what do we do every day? We drive over the bridge. Why? Because we have an expectancy that the bridge is going to hold up. Well, God says that there should be an expectancy that God is going to maintain us through our storms. There's an expectancy that God is going to see us through. There's an expectancy that God is going to bless us. He said this is a personal thing. Right? This is a personal thing on our part, and it's called faith. He said it's personal. And because it's personal, we're going to have to take action and put our trust, not mama's trust, not grandma's trust, not daddy's trust, not grandpa's trust, aunties and uncles. We're going to have to put our trust in him. He says, are you acting on trust? Are you acting on faith? Do you trust God? If God tells you this is the will, this is the path that I want you to walk on, do you walk on that path or do you say, no, I have to walk on this one because I don't trust this path? God says we go and, you know, over bridges, and sometimes these bridges have water, and we just drive over the bridge and we don't even think twice. Don't we know that that bridge could collapse? People fly all the time in airplanes. Don't you know that that plane could come down just like that? But when it's time to trust God, then we have questions. When God tells us to do something, then we don't want to put our trust in God. We don't want to move. We don't want to have action. God said this is a personal thing. And when it's personal, he says we have to be the ones acting on the faith of God. Then he talks about this possessive, the ownership, in other words. God calls it ownership. And he says, my trust, right? We can have all these people praying for us, lifting us up so we can become closer to God. But if we do not be accountable for putting our trust in God, it is void, right? So this is personal, right? We must act. This is something that we must believe in. That's the next word. It says, I have put my trust in the Lord God. No matter what it look like, no matter what it sound like, or no matter what it is, I still trust God. I still believe in God, no matter what. So we have to believe. And, of course, the end, God and Jehovah again. Notice that. God and Jehovah, El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh. At the end, again, because God says, I am with you from the beginning until the end of time. Then we had this third section that says, that I may declare all your works. And God simply says, that means let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. Even the birds sing. God says, once again, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. When do we praise God? We praise God in advance. We praise God for everything, for waking up in the morning, for starting us on our way, for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Let everything. It says everything. It didn't just say let one or two people, amen, who was blessed. It didn't say that. It says let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Everything. Amen? Amen. So to sum all of this up, amen, we must be connected unto God. This is a personal thing. We must take action. How do we do that? By putting our faith and our trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then God concludes, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. That is a summation of Psalm 73 and 28. Now let's move on to John 12 and 32. John 12 and 32. And while you're turning your pages, once again, if you want to be on the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with the love, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. We are going to have many different events. This is an international radio station. If you need speakers, please be sure to let me know that as well. All right, John 12 and 32. And, once again, that's a conjunction. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Once again, I want you to, for the I want you to put personal. For the when, I want you to put time. I want you to put I am. I want you to put lifted. I want you to put earth. And I want you to put draw me close to you. And this simply is a prayer, actually. And I'm going to speak this revelation through prayer. Because God is speaking now, and he says we all need to be connected to him. And we want to make sure that we are connected unto God. And so we're going to pray and say, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, would you bind us together, would you connect each soul with you, Lord. There is no force, there is no coercion, Lord, and we just ask, would you connect, Lord, in a personal manner, because time is of the essence and we are running out of time. We ask in the name of Jesus, Would you bless those who have turned away to understand that you are the I Am? And if you be lifted from this evil and sinful world, if we continue to give you praises and continue to give you honor, you will draw us closer unto you so that we may be able to connect and remain connected unto you, God, Jehovah El Shaddai Elohim, and so that we can have a personal relationship with you. And when the mountains of life come and the storms of life come, you, Heavenly Father, not us, will be able to draw us close unto you, and you will be able to speak to our situation, speak to our storms, speak to our mountains, Lord. And we come back, Lord, and we say, Lord, this is a personal thing. We ask that if there's any heart that is bitter, any mind that's not made up, we ask what you, Heavenly Father, speak to them and through them in a personal manner, Lord, so that they may come crying, Lord, what must I do to be saved? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to be more accountable and want to put our faith and trust and belief in you, Lord, because you are God, you are Jehovah, you are El Shaddai, you are Elohim. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to lift you up, Lord, not only in psalm and singing, but in prayer and the way we live, move, and have our being. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord, and we ask, would you draw us closer and closer unto you each and every day? Would you ask us to continue to be unto you and help us, the words that come out of our mouth and the meditation of our spirit, to be acceptable and pleasing in your sight? And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation. And we understand that when you are lifted up from this old dead earth, this old dark earth, this old evil earth, that you will draw all of us unto yourself. And my, what a time and a blessing that will be. Now, Lord, we decree and declare that each person who listens and each person whose heart is open be restored, Heavenly Father, from heaven to earth, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, if there's someone who's despondent, someone who's going through something, someone who needs healing, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you connect unto them right now, Lord? We ask if there's any pain that is going on, Lord, whatever it is. We ask that if there's any increase in any type of heartbeat, blood pressure, palpitations, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you slow them down, Lord? If there is any ear infections, eye infections going on, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those individuals as well? Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to have this ministry and to give the word and the revelation of God. We thank you for the blessings this week. We thank you for the good news, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the awakening and the opening of the eyes. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless this ministry to spread all over this land and country. Now, Lord, as we get ready to close this particular session of drawing closer unto you, Lord, we ask, would somebody be closer than they were when they first came on this ministry? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we want to make sure, tell your friends and family to look at Psalm 73 and 28 and John 12 and 32 and understand that we must be connected. It all starts with a connection from God, and it all ends with God, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh. Amen. That's what it ends with, that we must be cognizant of the beginning and the end, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We're going to listen to Pastor Marvin Winans. He's going to sing Draw Me Close to You, which is our theme today. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That was Pastor More Than Whinings. Draw me close to you. Amen. Now, we're up to the good part. In this particular part, you know, as I said before, I told the Lord, and we should always tell God this, any way you bless me, I'm satisfied. And we have surrendered unto God, and we want God to use us in a mighty way. We want us, God, to use our eyes, our ears, our hands, our heart, our minds, our feet. And declaration, we have to make a declaration to God. Any way you bless me, I'm satisfied. Basically, God calls it giving up the ghost. He says, you give your life unto me, and I will take you to higher heights. And some of the things in ministry and some of the things in understanding the anointing of God, Jehovah El Shaddai Elohim, is that God puts you in paths where you have the opportunity to give his word. You have the opportunity to live his word. You have the opportunity to be about the business and the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jehovah, the kingdom. And so you feel so refreshed. You know, you feel so refreshed after you just, you're in the presence of God and you have just, you're satisfied. And you, it means that you're satisfied with Jesus. You're satisfied with your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And at this time, I want to play by Miss Melinda Watts featuring Brother J. Moss, Available to You. And you have to think about it. How available are we unto God? What are we going to do differently in order to continue to walk into the kingdom of God, Jehovah El Shaddai Elohim? Doesn't matter. I have a lot of friends. I was just talking to one. And I said, look, I said, we call the same being different names. And we all can agree on that when you look at the scripture and things of that nature. And so we're talking to the same person, amen, just different names. And so I want you to really listen to this song, Available to You, featuring J. Moss. And I want you to think about how available you are to God. Then after that, we're going to go over announcements. Then I'm going to bid you a great night. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with the love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita. Yep. Hearts that have been broken, so many people to be free. Come on, Melinda. Amen, amen, amen. Now, we're going to listen to Reverend Dr. Bernice A. King, Walk With Your Head Up. I told you that I had a motivational person for this week, and it's our very own Reverend Dr. Sister Bernice A. King, Walk With Your Head Up. She don't know who told you that, but she know that God didn't, and she didn't. Amen. And so we have to remain motivated and encouraged, because the sky is the limit. Anytime that your heart is beating, anytime that you are conscious, amen, you have an opportunity. And I was always told that, amen. And so the blood is running warm in your veins, and your heart is beating. You still have an opportunity to be great. Either make history or be great. Amen, amen. So we're going to listen to Sister Bernice A. King, and no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it is, just know that God is always in the mix, and God is going to always see us through. This is Sister Bernice A. King. I want you to listen to her words, and I'm going to sum it up for you. Walk with your head up.
You to walk around with your head down. permission for you to go around kowtowing and bowing down to any system and any person. Walk with your head up. He gave you no chance. He gave you no chance. He gave you no chance. And it's time for you to operate in that dominion and that authority and that rulership. It's time for you to claim your rightful place. It's time for you to get beyond the limitations of your mind. I don't know who told you that you lack, who told you you were less of that, who told you you could not be wealthy, who told you you could not be healed, who told you that your children would not be raised up to be wealthy people, who told you that's what God was asking Adam and Eve, who told you this, because I never told you, so why are you entertaining the voice?
Amen. That was Reverend Dr. Bernice A. King. Amen. Walk with your head up. Amen. No matter what, walk with your head up and keep trusting and depending on God. God says, I have plans for you. Plans for you to prosper. Amen. Plans for you to prosper. Well, thank you so much for listening to the message of Draw Me Close to You, Jesus. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great night, a good morning. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to afritaloveshow.com and click on Love Radio. Or you can go to stellargospelmusic.com and click on Love Radio. If you're an author, writer, actress, motivational speaker, sports commentator, publicist, anyone with a positive message, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at Afrita Love. I would love to have you on the ministry. I would love to have you on the show. In addition to that, be sure to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to trust and believe and depend on God. Amen. Pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. I've been reading a lot, especially about our youth and things that's happening to them, and you know, we just need to pray one for another. Pray for this country, this nation. Pray for those who are local and those who are far. Pray for our family members. Pray for health. Pray for healing. Pray for our schools. Pray for our decisions. Pray for our new beginnings. Pray for our families. Pray for just everybody. Okay, so we just need to pray one for another. Amen. Praise the Lord. In addition to that, make sure you go to AfritaLoveShow.com and check out the website. I'm going to add some more things. We have a lot of programs coming up that I've been working on, and I thank God for each and every opportunity. But there are many programs that we're working on, and I have many networks and many individuals who are interested, and we're networking and we're making plans. In addition to that, make sure you also go to stellargospelmusic.com and check out that website. We do need to update that website. We're looking to do that pretty soon. Also, be sure that you also go to afrita.herpages.com. That's some of the samples of our articles. Be sure to go there as well. Also, if you go to my Facebook page, Afrita Love, you will see the show highlights for this week. You know, tomorrow, God's will, we have our needs and wants. Make sure you bring some paper and something to write with. We're going to look at what we want to add as subtract and multiply and divide in our lives. And we're going to also pray unto God for his power over situations. We thank God for the new movements. We thank God for the newness in our lives and the freshness. Just being refreshed, you know. We thank God for that. We thank God for hearing our prayers. We thank God for blessing us, amen, to advance and do his will and his kingdom will. We thank God for the platforms and everything that he's done for us. Amen. Praise God. Where was I at? Okay. In addition to that, just make sure that's on Monday. On Tuesday, God's will, I have a book entitled Prayers by Mr. Richard Broadbent. Be sure... we're going to look at page 48. Page 48. 48 speaks about being in the presence of God, Jehovah El Shaddai, Elohim. Of course, on Wednesday, God's will, we're going to have praying with love and power. On Thursday, we're going to have a very special guest, a friend of mine, Mr. Ben Troop. He used to play for the NFL. We're also going to work on some collaborative things for the community, having workshops for our young men and having workshops for our young women and our youth, and we're going to do a lot of things here. So stay tuned for that. And then, of course, on Friday, we're going to have our top 10 Billboard gospel artists, and we're going to have many other things planned, but I just gave you a Monday through Friday glimpse. Be sure to text somebody, call somebody, tell somebody that the AfritaLoveShow.com will be on, StellarGospelMusic.com will be on all this week. We will have the times, place. It's going to be a TBA, which means to be announced, because we have many different meetings, board meetings. We have youth community meetings. We have conference calls going on, and so we're going to have those times, at least the hour, 2 hours before time. Just remember that all of these particular ministries are archived, but I would love for you to be live and listening. Make sure you copy down this number, because I want you to listen in if you desire, if it is your pleasure. It's 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. You can also catch us on the link, AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to call somebody, tell somebody, text somebody that we're on. We appreciate each and every one of you for listening. Also, be sure to just continue to pray to God and trust in God with all of your heart. This is going to be a very successful and prosperous week. There is good news coming, says the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And we just appreciate God. And remember that God is an umbrella. Amen. And he covers us. Amen. And so we're just depending and trusting in God, and we know that God is going to do it. Amen. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love is true, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita. Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.